Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and today we're spotlighting someone who's using his platform in a powerful way. U.S. Marine Corps veteran and NASCAR ARCA Series driver Josh White is carrying the names of veterans who have lost their battle to suicide, honoring one for every lap of every race he runs this season. Josh's mission is about more than racing. It's about remembrance, awareness, and saving lives. He's on the line today to tell us about his journey from the Marines to NASCAR, the veterans he's honoring, and how we can all be part of the fight to prevent suicide. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And, you know, it's a privilege to do what I do, and I'm going to keep doing it. You know, it's so great to be able to give back to the veteran community.
Josh, before we talk about racing, let's start with your background. You're a U.S. Marine Corps veteran yourself. Tell us about your service and how it shaped who you are today.
Yeah, so I was a combat engineer. I was at 4th Combat Engineer Battalion, Alpha Company. It was a reserve unit, and I enlisted 2 months to the exact date my daughter was born. She was born May 2009, and I enlisted in July 2009, to the exact date. So it's really awesome. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that the Marine Corps has shaped me into who I am today. And I was in the Marine Corps for 6 years. Being a Marine, you know, you have the core values of honor, courage, and commitment. And I've carried that through my entire life since the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps teaches you to never give up. And it teaches you how to honor everything in what you do and to have the commitment to commit to something, to persevere. And with my racing career, it's been a lot of ups and downs throughout the years. And I think I'm finally able to be where I need to be able to help people. And that's what I really want to do with my racing platform, is that to help other veterans. And with that, if I didn't have honor, courage, and commitment instilled into me to be able to have the mindset of never give up and to persevere, none of this would have ever happened. I would have given up a long time ago. And then courage. You've got to have the courage to stand up for what's right. You got to have the courage to do something that means a lot to you, to be a voice for others. And that's how the Marine Corps has shaped me into who I am today as a NASCAR racer.
What drew you to racing, and how did your journey take you from the Marines to NASCAR?
When I was 4 years old, I seen the movie Days of Thunder, and I was instantly hooked on racing. It just a little kid. I mean, if you could imagine it, 4 years old, seeing racing for the first time, even just on TV. Man, back then we didn't have DVDs. We had just VHS tapes. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But I actually wore out two tapes. My grandfather had to buy new ones. And I don't know if you know a lot about VHS, but that takes a lot to wear out a VHS. So I was pretty hooked. And going from that, man, you know, thing, I didn't start racing until I was 16. So, you know, I wasn't in a wealthy family. I didn't grow up in a wealthy family. My last name isn't Earnhardt. It isn't Truex or Bush or whoever. You know, I've had to pave my own way. And so it's been an uphill battle, but it's been a really amazing one to see the journey. I enlisted in 2009 in the Marine Corps, just turned 18. And by then, you know, I had done some drag racing and started doing the circle track racing. And, you know, by the time I got back with all my training, you know, I went to Parris Island, South Carolina, did MCT, and I did my MOS training in 2010. And by the time it was all done, I came back and resumed racing. I just kept doing what I was doing and, you know, having fun at it. I got five top fives and five wins in the late models and at the dirt tracks, I-77 Raceway. And That's a raceway that's local to me. And I just started moving up the ladder. And I got out of the Marine Corps in 2015. And it's my first ARCA race. Funny story, when I started moving up the ladder, I found a team called Wilson Motorsports. And that year in 2013 was when I made my asphalt circle track debut in an ARCA truck at Toledo Speedway. I got a top 15. And then that's actually how I met Wayne Hickson. He's a veteran, but he was also an ARCA team owner. 2013, that's when I made my ARCA debut. I did two starts that year and I tested at Daytona. And then in 2015, I did 18 out of 20 races on the ARCA schedule. I got 12th in point for championship that year. And then in 2016, I was able to make a start in the NASCAR Truck Series. And that made me the first Marine to race NASCAR since 1966. So that was really cool. And Charlotte in 22 in ARCA, I did that. And this year, it's been a lot of fun. I'm back. And man, I'm motivated. I'm ready to go. And this time, you know, is different than others with me. You know, this season, I'm racing with a purpose. And it's been amazing.
I'm speaking with NASCAR ARCA Series driver Josh White. This year, you're dedicating every lap of every race to remembering veterans who have lost their battle to suicide. Where did this idea come from?
So I actually was diagnosed with PTSD and depression in 2017. There was some things that happened during my service, some things that I did that had a cause and effect on that. And so it was really close to my heart. You know, like, it actually means something to me because I've went through all the motions. I went through all the things. You know, everybody deals with things differently, but I've been there. I've been depressed. You know, I've had the flashbacks with the PTSD and things and the depression. So that's where the idea come from. I'm finally able to give back to my community because I'm okay enough to do that. I feel great through the years. It's been kind of a recovery process for me because everything just hit me really hard in 2017. And so like me doing what I'm doing, I feel is even helping me out too, because it's giving me purpose. And, you know, when you leave service, you lose the camaraderie and you lose a lot of the purpose that you had when you were in. So with that, that's why I do it.
Walk us through how it works. For example, at the DuCoin race a couple weeks ago, you had 100 names for 100 laps. How do you honor each individual?
You can contact me through my page. And there's also some people that work with me that collect the names that would like to be honored for whatever race that I'm racing. And we put together a flyer and dedicate each and every lap of that race to a veteran, a fallen hero that has fallen to suicide.
What does that mean to you and to the families of those veterans?
Well, I've teared up a few times because just the past 24 hours, you know, this is just in the past 24, that doesn't count the past 2 weeks or the past month or whatever. I've had families reach out to me and like they've expressed their gratitude, their heartfelt appreciation. And I'm just like, it's not needed. You know, I'm doing this because I want to. I'm doing this because these veterans, they never should be forgotten. And so by me doing this, I feel like I'm bringing awareness to veteran suicide and veteran suicide prevention, but also making an impact on the families of the victims lost to suicide. And so it's just a great privilege and an honor for me to do so.
Veteran suicide is a heartbreaking crisis in our country. What message are you hoping to send by tying racing to this cause?
I am trying to get across that everybody is not alone. Nobody out there should ever feel alone. There's always somebody out there that's going to care, that is willing to help. And there are resources out there where they can get help, even outside of the VA. And, you know, there's multiple charities they can get connected with. I'm connected with several of them and I can help make that connection. But from that going forward, you know, I'm trying to be a voice for these veterans and trying to get them to understand that, you know, hey, I've been there. The light at the end of the tunnel, it is there. You just got to persevere and you've got to do it. You never give up. And you could be me one day. You can be a famous actor. You could be a musician. You could be whatever you want to be. And that's the beautiful thing about what we've been taught in the military is if you have the correct mindset, you can do anything.
What has been the response from families and other veterans when they see what you're doing?
They're just really appreciative and, you know, really heartfelt feedback, you know, and I hear a lot of stories about all these fallen heroes and it just, for the lack of better words, it will bring a tear to your eye. I mean, just everything that you learn about all these different people, then, you know, you put the face to the names that's on the laps of honor And it's heart-wrenching, but, you know, it makes you feel for these people. And, you know, you connect with these people on a level that you didn't know was going to happen. I mean, they become really, really big fans. And it's really awesome to be able to give back and connect with these people, these families. They're really appreciative of me doing this. And it's just an honor.
I'm speaking with U.S. Marine Corps veteran and NASCAR ARCA Series driver Josh White. For veterans who may be struggling or for families who feel alone in this, what would you say to them?
Well, if they feel alone, reach out to somebody. You know, they can even reach out to me if they wish to do so. You're never alone. There's charities out there that will help you outside of the VA. And when people think of charity, they think about this and that and the other. But it's genuinely people that want to help, you know, like Healing the Hero. That's one. They literally have like a non-traditional treatment program where it's kind of holistic. And, you know, we all legitimately want to be here for you. It's not a handout or anything like that. Like, we all served. We need to be together and get together and take care of each other. That's what being veterans is all about. And never, ever feel alone.
How can people follow your racing season and the stories of the veterans you're honoring?
You can follow me on Facebook. Just search Josh White or Josh White Racing. I should come up. It'll say Josh White. Have a blue check mark beside it. Right now, I have a profile picture. I look kind of weird. I'm in my race car just, you know. Putting up some rock on signs and have fun with it, man. You know, you can find me on Facebook. You go to my website, joshwhiteracing.com. And of course, my social media is linked there. And I'm easy to find.
Are there ways for families to submit names or for listeners to support your mission?
Absolutely. You message me on Facebook or, you know, you can go on my website and send me a message through there. I'm not hard to get a hold of either. You know, I'm actually really responsive. So feel free to reach out.
What can our community do, both inside and outside of racing, to support veterans and raise awareness about suicide prevention?
Well, people need to talk more. They need to talk about the issue at hand, and not just so much about the issue, but also, you know, how they can help one another. And we need to convey that there's these resources out here available to veterans that they can take advantage of and use to be better, to get better, and to not have all these weighing things and to move forward with their lives. Who knows? One of the lives that we end up saving, they could be the next president for all we know.
How can the community support veterans as they transition from the military back into civilian life?
They really need to be understanding. Us veterans, you know, we really have a lot going on when we try to transition. It took me forever to transition, even though I was reserved. But they did need to be understanding in the aspect of we're used to doing things on a set schedule. We're used to things being done a certain way. And when it's not being done a certain way, sometimes things can set us off in a not so great direction. Or just XYZ, be understanding of a veteran and where they're coming from. You never know what that veteran has gone through. And no matter what, be there for them at all costs. And in the end, it'll work out for them. Veterans, when they come back from service, they need to find purpose. They need to find that lost camaraderie. And with that, they also need a job. So if they don't have a job, help them find a job. And I'm not saying be overbearing, but try to help in any way you can. And from that, there's organizations out there that could find the lost camaraderie. You know, you've got the American Legion, you've got the Marine Corps League, you've got the VFW. And, you know, all these organizations are, you know, you can find lost camaraderie there. It's a brotherhood. And with that, it's legitimately what it sounds like. These guys aren't out here trying to drink every weekend. They're literally out here trying to be there for one another and to have fun, be involved in their community, to help each other's families, and this and that and the other. So with that being said, you know, they need to find that lost camaraderie, and they can find it through organizations such as that.
And how can the community and businesses support your mission?
We're always looking for sponsors. What I do is incredibly expensive, but I am willing and able to work with anybody. And a lot of my sponsors will attest to that. All of them love it, and it's been great for them. So if they would like to sponsor me and my mission, just go to joshwhiteracing.com. Send me a message or, you know, through my Facebook and I'll get you some information and I'd be glad to have you on. I'll take care of you the best I can. And hopefully together we can tackle the mission of veteran suicide and veteran suicide prevention.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with U.S. Marine Corps veteran and NASCAR ARCA Series driver Josh White. If there's one message you'd like listeners to take away from your mission, what would that be?
Just that veteran suicide is a real thing, and everybody needs to be involved in taking care of each other, especially veterans. With that, people need to talk and talk more. You know, the world is so focused on XYZ, and sometimes things can get a little lost. That's okay. I feel as people, we need to do a better job of taking care of each other, and as veterans need to stick together.
And anything else you want us to know?
Special thanks to all my sponsors, and thank you guys for having us on. Some of the charities out there that, you know, you guys feel free to reach out to: Hives for Heroes, Canine Heroes for Heroes, Healing the Hero, and Frontline the Field Foundation. You know, those are great resources, and I'm partnered up with them. Hives for Heroes is one of my sponsors, and we're glad to have them.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for our freedom.
My pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.